Joining us now is Rockies super utility man, Pat Valeyka, as the Rockies get ready to open the season against Arizona. He hit .258 with 13 home runs and 40 RBIs last season. Pat Valeyka joins us now. Pat, how are you today?
I'm fantastic. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great, man. It's opening day for us, too, even though it's more opening day for you guys. So what's the excitement level for opening day from a player's perspective?
A ton of excitement. I know I woke up at like 8 this morning ready to go. So I've been chomping at the bit all morning to get to the field and, you know, start playing.
So, Pat, do you have, like, a favorite moment, like your favorite opening day that you've participated in?
Well, this will be my first one in the major leagues, but, I mean, I'm looking forward to this one, I would say.
Right.
I know that you weren't with this team at opening day of last year, but you were around this team quite a bit last year. How would you say that spring training has been different with this group going into this year as maybe opposed to last year?
I think there's just maybe higher expectations just from us. You know, we knew how good we were last year, and I don't think a lot of people really expected us to play that well, but I know we did. And coming into this year, I think you know, coming off last year, people kind of took notice, and I think for us now, it's just building on last year and going even deeper.
Do you like playing with I know you always set expectations on yourself, but for a fan base and for media and nationally and locally to have a high expectation for this team, do you like, do you enjoy that as opposed to maybe sneaking under the radar?
I mean, you know, the expectations are good. You know, we kind of made people have expectations for us. So that means we're doing something right. So I don't think we really, you know, think about too much into, like, having high expectations. But I think as a group, we know how good we are. And we just got to go out and prove it every day.
So, Pat, last year for me, man, I had a blast watching you play, whether it was pinch hitting or starts or whatever. It was every time you came to the plate or every time you were playing, it seemed like you brought a little bit of electricity and a little bit of fire. When you're starting off on the bench and you know you're probably going to pinch hit or go into the game later on, like, how do you keep that focus and how do you keep yourself ready when the time comes?
I spend most of the game pretty much just watching, and that kind of keeps me locked in. I don't want to just sit on the bench and, you know, doze off for five innings and then have to turn it on. So I think for me, it's just watching the game, trying to be a part of the game early. And then once that, you know, fourth, fifth inning comes, you know, that's when I start getting loose, you know, trying to expect where I'm gonna get in there pinch hit wise, and I think it's just paying attention to the game and, you know, not just sitting on the bench and getting tight and, you know, not expecting to go in there.
Pat Valeyka, Colorado Rocky, joining us here on Drive Time Sports. Of course, opening day, Rockies and Diamondbacks tonight. First pitch at 8:10. And something that was kind of a revelation to everyone last year, not just how good you guys were, but how deep you are. And we were discussing during spring training, you know, all these outfield spots with Cargo back in the fold and David Dahl healthy, plus the guys that were there last year and yourself and Ryan McMahon being called and everything like that. The depth of that team, your team last year was unbelievable. And it's got to be fun playing for a team that really feels like 1 through 26 is going to contribute on a daily basis.
Yeah, absolutely. We're extremely deep. You know, every guy on our team, I feel like, you know, can be in a starting role. And, you know, there's nine guys on the field at a time. And I think our coaches do a good job at, you know, preparing us when we do get that playing time. But, you know, it's awesome. We have so many guys here and in AAA that can contribute anytime they're called upon.
Pat Valeka joining us, Rockies and Diamondbacks, tonight. So is Radioactive last year. What's the walk-up music going to be when the Braves come to town next week?
still working on that, actually. This morning I spent a few hours trying to look for it, but I might stay with Imagine Dragons, just go with a different song. So we'll see.
Thunder, I feel like it's going to be Thunder.
It'd be good.
Yeah, I think
that would be a good one, but I know Jock Peterson had that one, so...
You know what you should do is you should pick like your top three favorites and then put it on Twitter and let the fans vote.
Yeah, I don't have a big Twitter presence though. You know, that's not my thing. So
yeah. We'll do it for you.
You can do it for me?
Yes,
we will
absolutely.
We'll do it for you. So if you have the three leaders, let us know, and we'll put it out there, and we will let you know what the Rockies fans down here in Colorado Springs decide for you. And you can either take their advice or not. So
right.
Yeah, I like that. That'll be good. Good to you guys.
Yeah, definitely. I know it's not going to make up for what happened at the end of last year, but... Do you like the idea of maybe having a chance to beat the Diamondbacks a few games here to start the season?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that loss is, I think, still fresh in a lot of my teammates' minds and mine. So, you know, we're looking for, you know, a little payback and to start the season on a good note.
Matt, really appreciate you joining us and taking the time. We'll look out for your three walk-up music choices. And best of luck this season, man. We're excited for it and hope that you can improve upon what was already a great 2017.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. Pat Valeka, Rockies super utility man, joining us here on Drive Time Sports.